And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Prepare to copy. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Prepare to copy. And all of you longtime listeners are going, Al, that's not how you open the show. That's not how you ever open the show. Well, that's how I'm going to open the show today. Prepare to copy. And some of you are going, what? You want me to go to a copy machine? What are you doing today, Al? Okay, this is what I'm doing. First of all, prepare to copy is a phrase that we use in the military when we want to get the attention of all of our subordinate leaders and other members of the military. You say, prepare to copy. And what that means is listen up because you're going to get very important information that will change the mission or will change whatever we're doing. Prepare to copy. Ready? Okay, you want me to open the show correctly? Okay. Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Actually, I'm working on your financial freedom because I want you to prepare to copy. Okay, you've had enough time to go get a pen and paper. Here it comes. You ready? I'm going to give you the seven things you need to focus on in your life. I don't think anybody's ever given you these seven things. We believe at Lifestyles Unlimited that if you focus on these seven things, you will achieve the lifestyle you're trying to achieve. I'm serious as a heart attack. As a matter of fact, I actually had a heart attack. A year ago, I had a heart attack. And that heart attack, well, it changed my life. And kind of in a good way, but kind of in a bad way, too. And I'll talk about that a little later on the show. But let me give you those seven things that I want you to focus on. Spirituality, legacy, family, growth, fun, health, and wealth. All right, I'm going to say them again because I know not everybody is used to using a pen and paper anymore because we've gone all digital, right? Okay, and I know some of you have got your phones out and you're doing it there. I get that. I get that you younger people can do all that stuff. I'm a pen and paper guy. Prepare to copy. Ready? Spirituality, legacy, family, growth, fun, health, and wealth. And what we're going to do on today's show is we're going to talk about those seven things. And I'm going to give you a report card. You heard me correctly. I'm going to give you a report card on how I am doing in those seven areas because I think you need to understand that it's relevant that I focus on these seven things. These seven things comprise my entire existence. They really do. All right, let's talk about the spirituality thing. What is that? What is spirituality? Okay, let's break it down. It's a belief in something other than yourself. That I think that's really what spirituality is. Now, for me, it's a belief in God. I have a firm belief in the existence of God. Not everybody agrees with me. I understand that. Some of you agree with me, some of you don't. I get that. At one point in my life, I didn't have a belief in God. I kind of thought that God was out there, but I was doing my own thing. And I'll tell you, I led my life that way, a godless life, and it was not a great life. I found Jesus Christ when I was 30 years of age in a World War II style mess hall in a place called Camp Roberts, California, which is in the middle of the central coast of California. We affectionately call that place the land that time forgot because they built that thing like in 1942. It was supposed to last 5 years, and it's still there. Okay, now, over the last 10 years, I understand they've removed a lot of those buildings, but that's not the point. The point is I changed my focus on spirituality at the age of 30. And that decision to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior is something that helped me transform my life. It helped me to focus my life in a different direction than what I had been doing. My motto before the age of 30, you ready for this? Live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse. Yeah, and trust me, I was well on my way to that. I was well on my way to that. I was living what I would consider a very evil life. Yeah, I was having a lot of fun, but it was an evil life. And when I decided to change my life and to change my focus on spirituality, because believe it or not, even though I didn't have a relationship with God, I was focused on whatever I thought I was focused on, whatever that idol was. I'm serious about that. Okay, so you need to come to grips with spirituality, whatever that means for you, whether you decide to believe in Jesus Christ, whether you decide to follow the Muslim faith, whether you decide to become a Buddhist, whether you decide to do something, I don't know, some of that stuff that man makes up. Whatever you do, focus on spirituality. It will help you focus some of that external stuff that influences you. I'm so serious about that. Now, I think I'm doing okay. Now, I'm not perfect. I am not perfect. I have struggles every day. But because I have a foundation in faith that is spiritual in nature, it helps me get through that. And by the way, I actually surround myself with other like-minded people that believe the same way that I do. And when I have tough times, I can actually call on them. And you know what? They're responsive. It's pretty cool, man. It's like having an extended family. I love it. All right, let's talk about legacy. I think legacy is one of those areas that you're not even focused on. I'm serious. You've heard the concept of legacy. You probably are thinking, I would like to leave something behind when I leave. But who do you leave it to? Or what do you leave it to? Have you thought it through? And what is it you're going to leave? Are you going to leave all the stuff in your garage? What I'm talking about are the seven things that you must focus on if you're going to change your lifestyle. Here they are real quick. Ready? Prepare to copy. Spirituality. Legacy. Family. Growth, fun, health, and wealth. Covered it in the last segment. So if you didn't get it, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Every radio show that we produced gets reproduced into a podcast. It does, and it works great. As a matter of fact, I took a six-hour drive yesterday, and you know what I did? I listened to all my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited radio show hosts do their shows. It's a great way for me to catch up on what Mike Harrison is doing, catch up on what Andy Webb is doing, and of course, catch up on what Del Wamsley is doing. And I'll tell you what, all of us have a slightly different approach to the information that we share with you. And all of this information that we share with you is focused on the seven things that I'm talking about. So if you're not connected with what we do, if you can't catch the show regularly, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. While you're there, check out the website. There's all kinds of resources on that website that will help you understand that you can change your life, that you can get yourself retired in the next 5 years instead of the next 30, 40, or 50 years. I did it. Mike Harrison has done it. Okay, well, now technically Mike's still working, but I also know Mike could tell the employer he's done. Yeah, he has enough passive income. Andy Webb, yeah, he jettisoned corporate America a couple months ago. Dell, well, he stopped working at the age of, I don't know, he's 32 and he's 65 today. You do the math on that. Me, I joined because I was desperate, because I found myself in cubicle hell after 27 years of successful service in the military, because that's the transition plan. Yeah, you retire from the military and then they teach you how to go get a job because they all know that that retirement is not enough for anybody to live off of. And then that job you get, those employers, they lick their chops because they go, oh, we only have to offer them enough money to replace the income that they lost. Yeah, because they want to take advantage of the fact that I get a pension too. Ah, yeah, it's all nonsense. Okay, let me get back to what we're talking about. Legacy. That's where I started at the end of the last segment. Legacy is a huge, huge component of your future life. Now, let me explain to you what my legacy was when I was in the military. Okay, let me just frame it for you, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm doing today. And it's like day and night, and that's why I'm going to blow your mind. So here's my legacy in the military. I would go into harm's way a lot. And as a result of that, the military provided me something called SGLI. Let me see if I get the name correct. Service Members Group Life Insurance. That's what it was. And basically what it was is it's a term life policy that is available to service members. You actually have to pay into it, but you could take out up to $400,000 of life insurance. And this particular life insurance would pay in any instance. There's no war clause. I don't think there's a suicide clause. I'm not sure. I've never tested it. I don't want to know that. But the bottom line is it's designed to pay the service member's remaining family up to $400,000 if that service member does not come back. You heard me correctly. So I had some of that. Yeah, I did. And then because my financial planner told me that one of the components for me to build wealth was to invest in, get this, whole life insurance. Yeah, which has a cash growth component. Okay. And it all sounded fine and dandy. And I'm thinking, well, I need more life insurance because $400,000 isn't going to, you know, answer the mail if I go into harm's way and I don't come back. Tina's not going to be able to do what she needs to do with just $400,000. I need more insurance. So I took out, I don't know, I think maybe $400,000 or $500,000 more of whole life insurance on me. The idea was if I died, we had all this debt that had to be removed. We had debt on our house. We had debt on our vehicles. We had debt on our credit cards. Yeah, we were carrying a balance. Oh, yeah, we were. Bad, bad people, right? We were trying not to carry a balance, but we were carrying a balance. My legacy plan was to have enough insurance in place that if I never made it home, my wife could pay everything off. Who's that sound like? Well, that sounds like our friend Dave Ramsey. That's exactly what that sounds like. That's exactly the plan that I was following. But here's the problem. Let's picture Tina somewhere in the past, my kids, Jonathan and Jesselyn, somewhere in the past. Let's go back to, I don't know, when's the last time I was in harm's way? Oh, 2013. Okay, so I was in harm's way in 2013. Let's say one of those mortar rounds got lucky. None of them got lucky, but let's say one of them did, and I didn't come home. All right, let's paint the picture, that the legacy that I left my family. I left them a pile of cash. Tina could pay off the house. She could pay off the cars. She could pay off the credit card debt. She can have a little extra money that maybe she can live off of, but it's going to be a declining balance because she's only going to get whatever money in the form of income comes in. All right, let's think about that for a second. Remember, I was working toward a pension. I don't think I had actually qualified for that pension at the time I'm talking about. Well, actually, I did. I did. But I was not a beneficiary of the pension. So what would the Army do if I died? Would they retire me? Or would they just say, sorry, you've passed away. This is a big problem. And here's why. If I had been retired, I would be receiving retirement income. Now, that retirement income comes in. It does come in right now. And I'll just be very clear and honest with you. It pays me about one third of what I had been making on active duty. Okay, are we cool with that? A component of that retirement income is something called a survivor benefit plan. In other words, what I agreed to do is that I agreed to allow the government to take out a premium every month so that I can have survivor benefit plan benefits, meaning if I die, Tina will be able to continue to receive that retirement pay, but she'll only receive it at 55% of what we were earning. Okay, now you following? So let's say, for giggles and grins, the retired pay is $4,000. It's more than that, but I'm just saying, let's say it's $4,000. And let's say, for giggles and grins, I actually had earned that retirement. Are you cool with that? All right. So I died. Well, I didn't really die, right? I'm still here with you. But let's just say I died. So what that would mean is that $4,000 coming into the household... it diminishes. It goes down to $2,200. That's what Tina has to live off of. Oh, but wait a minute. I never signed the retirement documents before I left. I never really retired. There's no income. That's a problem. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
This is Al Gordon acting as your host, and I want you to prepare to copy. So if you're just joining the show, you have no idea what I'm saying, but if you've listened to the show so far, you've already written down spirituality, legacy, family, growth, fun, health, and wealth. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, those are the 7 elements of your life that you must focus on to achieve the lifestyle you've always wanted. You didn't know that, did you? Nobody bothered to share any of that with you. You thought it was all about saving money, create a big bag of money so that you can live off it in the future and have this wonderful life in old age, right? And I'll tell you this, that track is terrible. There's a much better path for you to go down, and that's what we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's why we produce all of these radio shows, because we want to get the message out to you that nobody's shared with you. Nobody tells you any of the things that we talk to you about on the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network. Nobody. Okay, turn on mainstream media. Are they talking about the stuff that we're talking about? Yeah, kind of. But, you know, they're focused on the stock market. Why are they focused on the stock market? Because the majority of America has been lied to that they must invest in the stock market. Yeah, I can give you all kinds of reasons as to why that's the magical way to retire, and it doesn't matter, because there's nothing magical about it. Not very many people achieve retirement doing it the way you're doing it, but very many people achieve retirement doing it the way I'm doing it, doing it the way Dale Walmsley taught me to do it, doing it the way my fellow radio hosts, Mike Harrison and Andy Webb, are doing. Andy retired himself. He completely retired himself. Now, before he completely retired himself, he actually transitioned into a part-time status. And you know what he did? Well, he bought an RV. He grabbed the wife. He grabbed his kid. And they've been traveling all over the United States. Now, he was able to work remotely. And eventually he realized, I don't need to do this anymore. Even though, okay, Andy's I believe he's a CPA. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andy. I know he does accounting though, okay? I know that's what he did. He did accounting. So he has a brilliant mind for numbers. And that brilliant mind transitioned into a game plan that he started to get himself and his family retired in his 40s. You heard me correctly, in his 40s. Not in his 60s, not in his 70s, 40s. Now, my buddy Mike Harrison, I'll tell you what, he's still working. He is. I think he likes it, though. I think he enjoys what he's doing. He's having a blast. And I think it's even more fun for him, because at any point when it stops becoming fun, oh, yeah, that's one of the 7 things, by the way. Anytime it stops becoming fun, Mike could just say, you know what? I'm out of here. He doesn't have to stay there. He doesn't need that income. I just listened to a radio show that he did where, oh my goodness, he took the family to the most beautiful place in the world, I think. And they lived like kings and queens. And he flat out will tell you that 10 years ago, he would have never been able to do anything like that. Never in his wildest dreams. I didn't even think it was on his radar. Yet, he achieved it. He achieved it. And he doesn't worry about money. Now, Del Walmsley, holy smokes. That guy, he figured all this stuff out. And he put Lifestyles Unlimited together specifically because at the age of 32, now get this, everybody he knew was working. Everybody was working except for him because he had figured out how to retire himself. And he had a huge problem. He was bored. He was bored. He's got all this time in his hands. All his buddies are working. He can't hang out with them because they got to do their job. He doesn't want to go to the workplace and hang out with them while they're doing their job. And their employer wouldn't want that anyhow. So what did he do? Well, he brainstormed this idea that's called Lifestyles Unlimited. And 32 years later, we're helping people like you completely change your life by harnessing the power of passive income. Something you're not doing in your investment plan now. You're not doing it. And even if you have an income component to your investment plan, it all has to go into that investment plan. That's how the rules work. And you can't touch that money. That I know it's your money, but you can't touch that money. You're not allowed to. The government doesn't trust you. The government thinks you're ignorant. They think you're ignorant and incapable of managing your money. That's why they created these retirement plans, so they could govern what you are doing. You realize that, right? They're governing you. Okay, as we went to the break, I was telling you about this radical legacy plan that I was going to leave my family. And I was talking about when I was in the military and I had all this insurance, right? Okay, the problem with the plan that I left Tina is this. I was not officially retired when I went into harm's way the last time. Now, I qualified for retirement. I had everything to go, but I had not been identified as retired. And as a result of that, until you become retired, until that retirement order is cut, you do not transfer to the retired roles of the United States Army. And as a result of that, DFAS, that's the people that pay all of us, DFAS is not told to start cutting you a retirement check. So that would be a huge problem. So here's what I think would have happened. Now, I'll be honest with you, I didn't die. And if I did, I wouldn't know what happened, right? But I do have some experience with this because I know other people that unfortunately went through this scenario. I'm gone. I'm not coming home. Well, I will come home, most likely. And I'll get a funeral with honors. And my family will be there. My friends will be there. They'll give me the 21-gun salute. And that's it. And then my family moves on. Now, I will have left about $900,000 worth of insurance for Tina and the kids. And that game plan was to pay everything off. Pay everything off. You're going to be fine. But here's the problem. Tina didn't work. That was intentional. We intended to be a single income household specifically so that my wife could do the toughest job in the world, which is raising our children. I think that is the toughest job in the world. There's no manual and you have to get it right. And we have seen people in this world whose parents didn't get it right. Okay. I'll just leave it at that. We wanted to make sure that didn't happen to our kids. So I would have died. Tina would have paid everything off and she wouldn't have had a dime to live off of. See, there was no income component to that legacy plan. It was a terrible plan. It was an awful plan, but it was the only plan that I had. It was the plan that my peers in the military suggested I should have. Yeah, because at the end of the day, they weren't financially literate. I wasn't financially literate. I had to join Lifestyles Unlimited to become financially literate. So let me tell you what the legacy plan is now. The legacy plan is this. I only have enough term life insurance in place to pay off some debt, okay? Now, the debt that will be paid off is the mortgage on my principal residence. It is the mortgage on my principal residence. That will go away. That is what I am protecting. By the way, I have no other debt. I have no other debt. So I don't have to pay anything else off for Tina. I just want to make sure she owns the home free and clear. Now, she'll still have to pay taxes and insurance. That's just the way it is. But she won't have to pay the principal and interest. So that will reduce her cost. Now, I'm going to be dead. My retirement pay is going to be reduced 45%. That's just the way it is. So there's going to be a giant sucking sound in her checking account to the tune of probably a couple thousand dollars. She's going to have to figure out how to live off of $2,000 less every month. Oh, wait a minute. That's where the real estate comes in, right? I'm going to hit you with the seven things that you need to focus on in order to develop the lifestyle that you desire. And that's what we're talking about on the show. Spirituality, legacy, family growth, fun. Well, it's family growth, not family growth. Family and then growth, fun, health, and wealth. And I've covered some of these already in the show. There are some that I have not covered. And that's what I'm going to do for you right now. Now, the concept of family, to me, is very important. Family has always been like one of the most important things to me. And part of the reason it's been one of the most important things to me is because I didn't have a great family growing up. Now, I think I had parents that loved me, but they had their own issues, okay? And at the age of 16, I found myself thrown out of my house. My mom basically said, take that one with you. So at the 16-year age, I was pretty much on my own living with my dad. My dad had kind of checked out of life because of issues that he had. He was a veteran. He was in World War II in Korea. We know now that he was dealing with some of the stuff that a lot of our veterans deal with today. But back in those days, we didn't understand it. We didn't address it. So family, hugely important to me. Everything that I do is focused on making sure my beautiful wife, Tina, and my two gorgeous children, Jonathan and Jesselyn, have what they need to move forward with should I not be there. And here's the other thing. My relationship with my family is so much stronger now than it's ever been in my entire life. You heard me correctly. Let me shape it for you. My last 5 years on active duty, I was gone for four of those years. Yeah, I was either deployed or I was TDY. I was gone. I was always gone. I was never home much. And then when I was retired, I was home for 10 months. I was always there, but I was struggling. I was trying to deal with the transition of retirement, which I didn't do very well with. I'll admit it to you. I didn't do very well with the transition. Also, I'd just come back from a combat zone, and there were some things rattling around in my brain that, you know, were causing me some problems. That still caused me some problems. I am a veteran that has certain issues, but I work on those issues. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But at the end of the day, everything I do is for my family. And in that 10 months when I was melting down, I found myself having to go back into the workforce, and then I found myself distant from my family again because I was either up in the morning driving to work, coming home, and I'm home late, right? You know what that's like. You're doing it too. It was driving me bananas, and the job was not fulfilling. It was not fulfilling to me. So I'm continuing to melt down, and it's affecting my family. It's affecting my family. I was driving my family bananas because I wasn't in a place in my life where I thought I should be. And then in 2017, I heard Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio. I came in and checked it out, and I changed my life. I retired in 2019. It's 2022. And because of the pandemic, I had to put all my desires to go out and have a great time, and because I have all my time back, on hold because of the pandemic. But the neat thing was, I got to reconnect with my family because we were all stuck together. Yeah, we all lived in the same place. Yeah, my house. It was great. Well, it wasn't great in the beginning, but we worked through it. My relationships with my family are so much stronger now that I am in control of my life. That's what I want to share with you. Now, growth. Man, that's all I've been talking about all day. I have grown not only as a person, I have grown spiritually. I have grown financially. I have grown in every ways of my life. I really have. I have become better at everything that I do because I have the time to focus on the things that are important to me, totally important to me. If I decide that, oh, I just want to go for a ride. I'm going to go drive through the hill country. That's what I did yesterday. I just told Tina, I said, you know, I got to get out of the house. She goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'm just going to take a drive through the hill country. You want to go? She's like, no, I'm going to work on some other stuff. And I'm like, cool. So I took a nice drive, 6 hours in the hill country yesterday. And you know what? I did it on a whim. I did it on a whim. I didn't have to ask my boss, can I go do this? I didn't have to request a day off. I didn't have to take, you know, call in sick, any of that stuff that you guys have to do. I just went for it because I can. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of my life, which dials into the fun that I'm having in my life. Yeah. Now, I'm one of these guys, even when I was in the military, I would tell all of my soldiers, you got to have fun. You got to have fun because the work we're going to do, sometimes it's going to be so awful and terrible, it's going to make you not want to have fun. But if we can have fun together, if we can keep each other's morale up, we can get through the garbage that's going to be dealt us. And you know what? That mentality still drives me as a civilian. Yeah, I guess I'm retired. I don't know what I'm just Al. I'm just a guy trying to help you. And I'm having fun doing it. It's great. Now, the wealth piece, okay, I'll be honest with you. I am not to where I expect to be from the wealth piece. And you know why? Because I don't control time. I don't control time, not at all. But I understand how to utilize time. I understand how to invest now so that my investments double in a much faster time period than what they would have done if I was investing the way you're investing, which I don't invest that way. I don't do what you're doing. I do what I'm doing. I am in assets that are positioned to double my money in 3 years. Now, some people would say, wow, that's going to be like terribly risky. It is terribly risky if you don't know what you're doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. I am dialed in with some other Lifestyles Unlimited members that know exactly what they're doing. I fully understand their business plan. Their business plan marries my business plan. So I am invested with them. It's a symbiotic relationship. It is awesome. You should try it. Now, the one area I'm struggling in is the area of health. And if you're a long-term listener, you've heard me talk about all of my health issues. Now, there's a fellow member out there, his name's Lior, and he is an ER doctor. As a matter of fact, he has listened to me talk about some of my health issues. And when we were at Expo earlier in the year, he went out of his way to give me a book. It's called How Not to Die. And he gave me this book specifically to help me. Now, this book really has nothing to do with real estate, but it has everything to do with keeping me alive and healthy so that I can continue to implement my business plan. See, I'm a veteran. I've got issues. I've got problems. I've got a surgery coming up in about less than 2 weeks. And what's going to happen, some of you guys that listen to me regularly, you're going to notice that all of a sudden, you know, maybe Andy Webb's doing the show for a week. And that's because I won't have a voice. So what are they doing? Okay, let me tell you what's going on. A long time ago, back when I was a young officer, we were in a tactical situation. I was in the back of a vehicle. The vehicle hit, well, if you've ever driven in military vehicles, they're not, the suspensions are not very good. It's not like driving in a Lexus. Let's just put it that way, okay? So we're driving. It's night ops and stuff. And all of a sudden, we're going through rough terrain. The vehicle takes like a, there's like a hole that one of the wheels gets into. Okay, this is what happened. When that vehicle like hit that and came out, because we were moving at a certain rate of speed, I was ejected from the vehicle. Now, I was in full combat gear. I had my helmet on stuff, which probably saved me from a lot of problems. But I landed like on my neck and my left shoulder. And when I landed, it sounded like, have you ever cracked your knuckles? That's what it sounded like. I cracked my knuckles. And all of a sudden, I was laying there. And I think I passed out. I'm not 100% sure. I just remember all of a sudden soldiers were around me. like triaging me, trying to figure out what's going on. And as I've started coming to my senses, I'm just laying there. Everybody's like, don't move them. Okay. Because everybody is concerned that I have a spinal injury. Okay. Now I'm laying there and I'm talking to the medic or whoever's talking to me. And I just remember one thing. Can you feel your toes? Can you wiggle your toes? And I thought for a minute, I'm not sure. And then suddenly I realized, okay, I can wiggle my toes. And eventually after, I don't know, 15 minutes, whatever, I realized that, okay, I'm not dead. I'm not paralyzed. I can get up and I can walk away from this. All right. And because I was young and dumb and full of stupid, I just moved on with my day. Okay. I had pretty bad headache. I was sore for a while. What that injury caused was for me to have a surgery 16 years ago because I had severe pain. The disc between my vertebrae C5 through C7 had completely eroded as a result of that impact that I took. It's totally a result of that impact. So they fused all those vertebrae together, which gave me a lot of relief, but I still have some nerve pain that goes down my left arm. Now, 8 years ago, the disc between C4 and C5 eroded and all that pain came back. So I went back to the surgeon and they added C4 onto that stack. Well, in about 12 days, I'm going to go back to the surgeon and they're going to add C3 onto that stack because I have been living in constant pain for a long time. But here's the thing. I can do what I do in pain because I don't spend a lot of time on it. If I had to do a 40-hour job, I'd be lost. I'd be on disability. But I'm not. And that's because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And so should you.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.